A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Once, while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. The first time that I saw the Big Dipper was when my dad held me up to my bedroom window on a clear summer night. He was pointing upward toward the general area of stars and trying to help me find some that were supposed to resemble some kind of giant soup ladle or something like that. I was maybe 4 or 5, and I looked and looked, and I couldn't see it. But finally, out of the chaos of twinkling lights in the sky, 7 of them suddenly just seemed to arrange themselves into the shape that my dad had promised. My first reaction, everyone, actually wasn't pleasure. It was a thrill of awe, and then, almost immediately, fear. Confronted with the stars, something so much bigger than I was, something so beyond my understanding, something so powerful, even my 5-year-old self could grasp the existential anxiety it summoned. So I completely understand Peter's remark to Jesus in today's gospel after this miracle catch of fish, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." Confronted with the incarnation of the holy and living God, he's awed and afraid. He doesn't understand. He sees his littleness in the face of the infinite. I totally get that, because in some ways, I haven't changed that much since I was 5 and saw the Big Dipper. And yet, Jesus gives Peter and us assurance and a promise. "Don't fear," he says. "I have a mission for you. Follow me." Of course, that doesn't mean it's easy. As I record these words today, I confess that I'm still afraid. North Korea's latest nuclear test reminds me of being a little girl, sleepless at night, not because I'd seen the Big Dipper, but rather because I'd heard the grown-ups talking about how the Russians could bomb us at any time. Here in the United States today, I turn on the news and I'm confronted with the flooding from Hurricane Harvey and the impending threat of Hurricane Irma. I'm confronted with the visible suffering in the faces of their victims. This is also frightening. And in my own front yard, a huge wildfire is burning a few miles away. I look out the window, and I can't see the trees across the road. Everything near me covered with flaky ash. And all of that is before the ordinary fears for my family, my job, my health, my friends. The list goes on and on, doesn't it? Go away from me, Lord. You're too big, too mysterious, too awe-inspiring, too impossible, and I'm too small, too simple, too much a sinner. Brothers and sisters, you may have your own set of fears. Maybe they're similar to mine, or maybe they're very different indeed. And yet Jesus is still telling you, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, Jesus says, and then he asks us to follow him. So maybe we have it backwards, waiting for the fear to leave before we follow, when first we should just follow.